Upstate Golisano Children's Hospital in Syracuse will soon be training doctors who want to focus on treating victims of child abuse and neglect. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
A new fellowship would certify a physician in the field of child abuse pediatrics. It's something that's been around since 2009, and it comes at a time when the number of cases in central New York is on the rise. The McMahon Ryan Advocacy Center in Syracuse saw 700 children in their center for child abuse last year. They're on track to see 900 this year. Anne Botash, an upstate pediatrics professor and nationally recognized expert in child sexual abuse evaluation, says there's an expertise that's needed in helping victims, especially of child sexual abuse.
First of all, kids don't disclose right away. They might not tell someone until a year later, and then they come to see us, and it's important for them to see us because we do an exam. We check them for sexually transmitted infections, but mostly we are telling them, your body has healed, everything looks fine, and, you know, you're going to be okay. And I think that goes a long way to the mental health healing that needs to happen.
This would be the second medical school to offer this training in New York State. Botash says doctors that specialize in this aren't just looking at the clinical cases. They're also involved in the criminal justice system, so they have to learn how to do things like testify in court. They also work with other agencies regarding prevention of child abuse. The fellowship is a 3-year program. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.